Time now to talk a little ball with Bruce Jenkins.
Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Boy, one of my favorite days of the year, of course, for the Hall of Fame induction. Bruce and I have done shows on this for years. Bruce, a big day in Cooperstown today.
Yeah, it's a great day. It's great to see a lot of guys go in, and just one really classy guy after another. You know, it's a great day for baseball when you recall how great these guys were, but also, you know, as people, they represented the game so well.
Yeah, that is one part of it. It really is, and I know they argue about the integrity clause and, you know, all that kind of stuff about baseball, but you look at Jim Tomei, you look at Vlad Guerrero, look at Hoffman, Chipper Jones. Those are icons. It's like a Mount Rushmore of baseball, isn't it?
Right, completely. And you know, Alan Trammell. I mean,
yeah.
It's amazing. And you know, a lot of great postseason memories come back. Of course, you know, Jack Morris. I was at the game, Game 7 in '91, when he went 10 innings to beat Atlanta 1-0. That was unbelievable. I saw Alan Trammell play in the World Series. I saw a lot of Chipper Jones' postseason games with the Braves in the '90s. And yeah, it's a great day.
Bruce, I was kind of on what you're talking about, Jack Morris in the World Series. When you're looking at a Hall of Fame talent or a Hall of Fame player, we're talking like full body of work. I know those statistics don't count, but I've always just kind of felt like when you're going to weigh that into a guy's overall body of work for his career, you should count those numbers towards his career numbers.
Well, yeah, I just heard your little blip with Dave Fleming. I completely agree. You know, that's the time of year when everybody's paying attention and some very strong opinions get formed. And Jack Morris, I mean, was just an absolute stud out there. I mean, he's a whole symbol of the way the game used to be. When starters went a long way in the game, they were incensed when they came out. They'd do anything they could to talk their way into staying in the game if they were going good. And, you know, this is a guy who led the league in – he had 254 wins, and one time he almost pitched 300 innings. Those kinds of things are never going to be seen again. Just to have watched Jack Morris and the command that he had in big moments, you didn't need any numbers.
No, you're right. And a no-hitter early in the season, I think April 4th or 6th, 7th, somewhere in there, pitched a no-hitter, one of the earliest. I guess Feller has the record, obviously, in opening day. But Jack Morris in a cold day. Remember that one, Bruce, in Chicago? He pitched a no-hitter early on?
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, he was just a really tough guy. He was like a cowboy out there. Definitely a symbol for another time. I think I heard him say that, I'm sure glad I pitched when I did, you know, because today they try to get him out of there before he faced the lineup a third time.
Yeah, he is one of the last, those throwback kind of guys. So good. I'm glad he got in. Very glad he got in.
Yeah, definitely.
Very glad. The Giants, we talk a little bit of the Giants, Bruce. I know 56 to go, and the numbers are starting to slip away, so to speak. It's 1 week away from having a good week, but can they do it? That's the question.
Yeah, right now the scariest number to me is 7, and that is 7 teams ahead of them in the wild card.
Wow.
7. I mean, it's not a big gap. I mean, it's something they could take care of with a good 10-day run, but it's still 7. And you know, the Dodgers are looking like they're going to win that thing, the division, and it's going to be really tough. It's definitely a downtime right now. I mean, the Cueto situation, I don't think we're going to see him for quite a while. He might even be headed for Tommy John surgery to read Henry's tweets. And, you know, Bochy's admittedly very, very concerned. So not a good period. They're not hitting. This is a series that they were hoping to show exactly what they have. They haven't shown anything. So, you know, it's certainly not the end of the world, but it's not a good time either.
Let's talk about the Johnny Cueto thing. Marty and I were kind of bouncing stuff off of each other here, thinking, you know, the reinforcements are now in your rotation. Chris Stratton, I guess, the one other guy you could call up to eat some of these innings. But if you don't want to hit the innings limit with Rodriguez and with Andy Suarez, you're probably looking at bringing in another arm. Do you think they'll still not, maybe this Cueto thing makes them more likely to go trade for a guy like Matt Harvey?
That's possible, yeah. I mean, you have to wonder, you know, about, I mean, I don't imagine anybody would have any interest in Cueto now. I mean, no. He's not a young guy. He's had this problem. If he goes, you know, goes to Tommy John, I mean, that completely wipes that out. Yeah, Matt Harvey, he'd be an interesting choice. He had a good game yesterday, actually, but I'm not sure he's any kind of answer for the Giants. You know, somebody like Archer or DeGrom, that's a whole different deal, but they're not going to get those guys.
No, they're talking. What do you think can happen, Bruce? Tuesday is the deadline. Giants have sort of been in a holding pattern, waiting for Samardzija, Cueto, Longoria to come back and see what they're going to do. Well, they're 2-6 after the break, so what do they do for Tuesday?
Well, I think they have to wonder about perhaps trading McCutcheon if they think they can still make a run at this thing. I would hate to see that. I really like McCutcheon. We've only had him for a few months. He hasn't been great, but he's been hitting the ball, hitting in some bad luck, but, you know, not really producing the way that they thought. I think for a contender, looking at a guy to come in for a spark for a few months into the postseason, he'd be a very good guy. Of course, most of the really good teams are pretty well set in the outfield. Yeah, that's a possibility. I hate to see it, but you know they just don't have very many options. I mean, Pence, nobody's going to take on Pence. I don't think so. I don't know, Marty. What do you think? I don't see anything dramatic happening.
No, I could see them saying, "Look, let's be realistic and try to assess it." As you said, the number seven. Having to come over seven teams. I think they play it out. I think that happens. I don't think people want to rebuild and, you know, do all that stuff. Well,
oh, no, that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen in 2 days, and it's not going to happen this part of the season. But I think McCutcheon could go. I'm with you on that, and I think he could go to the Yankees.
Wow, yeah.
And I think with Judge out, the Yankees, you know, they have to be aware of, you know, where they finish, what their record is. They need an outfielder. They're talking about Adam Jones. And I think if someone has scouted McCutcheon, even though the numbers are not overwhelming for him, the analytical numbers are very good for him and how hard he's hit the ball. And I think he could help the Yankees. So I say McCutcheon to the Yankees.
Well, he'd be a blessing for them. He really would. I mean, and for if you were McCutcheon, that would be unbelievable. All of a sudden, you got the pinstripes in a Yankees Red Sox, you know, race to the finish. That'd be amazing. I mean, they do need some help right now. You know, Judge is going to be back, but I'm sure from their standpoint, you can't get enough good players. Yeah, that's a possibility. And if it would be interesting, the Yankees have a very deep and very good farm system. It'd be interesting to see if the Giants could corral a good player or two out of that.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get a top 10, but I think they could get a player, and I think I think the Yankees need McCutcheon, so that's always good, too.
They need some help, yeah.
So that's good. And I think Boston is the other one, and I think Boston is still trying to put a bullpen together. I know Eovaldi went there this week. We talked about that. But if I'm Boston, I would take a shot at Sam Dyson. I really would. I think he's ice water in his veins. When the ball is down, it's legit. And maybe Kimbrel needs a little help. And Sam Dyson, I think, is legit. And if I'm the Giants, I'm definitely calling Boston, and I'm scouting their farm system.
Yeah, that's a good call. I mean, you know, with Strickland and Black, you know, the Giants are not short on right-handed relief all of a sudden.
Right. Maranta.
Yeah, of course. When he comes, Maranta's been great. That's a possibility. I mean, Dyson, I heard an interview with Nick Hundley. He said sometimes this is a right-hand pitcher. He throws that changeup or whatever the heck it is. It breaks like a left-hander's slider.
Yeah, sinker.
Yeah, it's a radical pitch, and he doesn't always have it. Sometimes he'll go out there, he just doesn't have it. But, you know, every other night or something, this is a guy who can come in, especially in that league for guys who haven't seen him. He could be very effective for them.
Yeah. So this is the way the Giants could be, you don't want to say sellers, but they can be, you know, they can utilize pieces they have here that are expendable pieces at the deadline. You're not looking to rebuild the team right now, but if you're not going to use a Sam Dyson in the postseason, maybe, you know, see what you can get for him, a top 20 out of somebody's organization.
Yeah, maybe a corner outfielder.
Somebody to help the team going forward.
Yeah, yeah. I think you'd be in better shape getting rid of those two players and getting other players than keeping them. That's
right.
My point.
Does you no good to hold on.
Right.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to get some fresh blood in there, maybe a little revitalization. You know, losing McCutcheon would be a blow on that score because he's a good spiritual cat. He adds a lot to the general clubhouse mood, but a little shakeup probably would be welcome.
Yeah, so I could see that happening. Well, I'll tell you, you know, the Brewers stole a base last night in the eighth inning, up by a lot of runs. The Brewers are a good team, but believe me, they got the attention of the Giants last night.
Yeah, Kruko was all over that right away.
Was he?
Kuiper didn't seem to have a big problem with it. And, of course, you know, these days a 6-0 lead is not necessarily a lock, you know, although maybe against the Giants it is. But, yeah, Kruko was all over that, and the camera showed Hundley kind of looking down there like, oh, okay. And then Hundley came up and homered, and, you know, he savored that. But that's kind of right on the borderline, Marty, of going too far. You know, in today's game, it's a lot more anything goes. It's not like the guy comes up the next time and you throw up at his head, you know. I mean, but it was a tad marginal. It was right in that sort of borderline in the unwritten rules.
Well, you don't throw at him unless you're Romo. That's what Romo got upset with Michael Taylor for. Remember earlier this year? That's when he was kind of taunting him after he struck him out to end the ball game. He was upset that he had stolen a base when they were up by 7 runs earlier in the season. But what I look at is the A's came back from what they were down, 8-2, 10-2, 8 runs in the 7th inning. You know, if a team can come back like that, we're talking 6th inning here. I don't really have an issue with taking a bag at the professional level up a bunch of runs when there's no clock that you can run out. You got to get the outs.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, these guys are aggressive ball players. This is what they're out there to do. They're out there to disrupt and manufacture.
And they're playing for contracts and stuff, too. I mean, these are all factors that come into the modern-day game, I think, that we've got to take a look at.
Yeah, you know, your numbers weigh a lot at the end of the year. They have a lot to do with it, but you get your salary for your next contract. So, when it happened, I wasn't thinking, oh, my God, this is going to cause something. But, you know what, when Kruko brought it up, it was obviously it's something you can't ignore. But I'm with you. I didn't have a big problem with it.
Well, I'm on an island on this one.
You're on an island with Kruko.
You can't do it. I just think it's that part of the game that you just don't do. And the way the Giants score runs, you could be up 3-1 and they can't catch you. You know?
Well, the thing about it, Marty, is that if it does tick off the other team and somehow it lights some kind of a spark, you know, that it can come back to bite you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is going to be an interesting game today. Junior Garrett pitches. He's a good pitcher. Goes 5 innings, doesn't give up many runs, and then turns it over to the bullpen. I'll tell you something, Bruce. The bullpen of the Brewers, that's not easy to say. Pretty darn good. Darn good. If they get in, I think they could create some damage just through the bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, if you bring Hader out and he's not your closer, you're deep in the bullpen. That guy's ridiculous. And, you know, this is the team that's leading the wild card right now. And the Giants are staring them right in the face. It's not going well. I mean, the Giants really need to salvage something today. But I like the Brewers. I think they're a fun team to watch. I mean, you know, they, Christian Yelich is just a ridiculously good hitter. Kane and Thames, Aguilar. They hit for average. They hit for power. They've got pitching. I mean, there's no reason why they can't win that wild card.
Yeah, no, I think they will. I think they're that good. Watching him, Yelich is someone I wanted the Giants to get over the winter.
Oh yeah,
I wanted Lorenzo Cain and Yelich. I said
right, exactly.
And everyone said, oh, Lorenzo Cain, he's too old. He's not too old.
No, he's not. And they got both of them.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that working out?
Yeah, you got to hand it to him. How about this Corbin Burnes? Have you followed him, Bruce?
I have not.
From, I think, St. Mary's, if I'm not mistaken. He hasn't given up a run yet, I think, in the big leagues, and they brought him up. And this is another one of those young hard throwers that they brought up there.
Yeah, you got to have that in today's bullpen. That's one thing that, you know, the Giants, when Strickland comes back, assuming everything's right with him, you know, if it's not too late, you know, they're going to have a lot of flame coming out of the bullpen. If they're still alive, that's going to really save them.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, I'm not ready to give up. I'm really not.
No.
You know,
definitely not.
No, in the scheme of baseball, look, Pittsburgh ran off 11 in a row. It's just that when you're not hitting, it looks like you're not trying and get rid of everybody. And that's the way people look at it.
Yeah, I mean, following Henry Shulman gets so exasperated with people tweeting about, you know, clear everybody out, trade the entire roster, blow it up. And it's just not reasonable in any respect. The Giants, who knows what's going to happen. It certainly doesn't look good, but they've got the whole organization is built around sustaining a contending team.
Right.
And Lord knows they've had a lot of great history in the past in that, and they're just trying to stay in that groove, and it gets tough sometimes. And this is a big year because next year these guys are a little bit older, and there's so many great young players in the game. But this is the way the Giants do business, and you have to look at what they've got, and they're certainly not going to blow it up and tell everybody we're going to be terrible for 3 years.
No, but over the next two or three days, I think the handwriting's on the wall that they can make a move, and I would expect something to happen over the next two or three days.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely do something.
I know we talked to you earlier before we had Brian Wilson on yesterday. What a guy he is, Bruce. He opened and revealed himself quite a bit in the interview. There was the baseball player, Brian Wilson, and the person. Very interesting man.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on with that guy. Yeah. We talked a little bit about him yesterday. But yeah, I mean, you know, bottom line, the guy fits some of the greatest bullpen stuff of his era, and he got the last out of a truly historic, one of the most historic games really for any franchise. Whenever you break that curse, he did it in style. He struck the guy out. His arm was just about falling off at that point. He'd done that so many times all the way down the stretch, and then he called it up one last time, and then they win it all. He was an unusual guy, to say the least. He and Pat Burrell had some interesting off-the-field stuff going on, which I never could quite figure out.
No, I don't think anyone could.
Yeah, you're going into a dungeon over there with those guys. leave it at that. But
really?
His persona got all out of whack with the Dodgers. You know, he's got the preposterous beard, and he's not cutting it. It was just horrible. I mean, so this guy, he really covered the spectrum. But I will always remember him for 2010. Yeah. And he was a heck of a teammate, too.
Well, an interesting man. We got to know him. If you have a chance, we saved that interview. It's on my page somewhere. You should listen to it. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I know you pick up the causes from now and here and now, but the coaches should be on that wall of fame for the coaches from this golden era of Giants baseball. They shouldn't be overlooked.
Oh, you mean you talk about like Rigetti and
Flannery and Bam?
Dave Rigetti, no doubt about it. And then once you get into the coaching staff, you wonder how deep are you going to go. But, Tim Flannery should definitely be up there.
Got to be up there.
I mean, you got Wotus, Flannery, Rigetti,
Wotus,
Gardner.
Absolutely. I mean,
Bam Bam.
These are iconic coaches. They really are. And at that time, they gave the Giants so many little advantages that counted so much. I couldn't agree more on that.
All right. Hey, great, Bruce. Always great to talk with you. And next week we'll talk to you in Giants in Arizona. Who knows what's going to happen in these next 7 days? But I will tell you this: it will be a story. It will be a story.
We'll be talking about a slightly different Giants team, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Bruce. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That's Bruce Jenkins. All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.